Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Everyone, welcome to the show. This is Sharon. I'm so delighted that you decided to join me today on this wonderful platform. You know, it's always a delight for me, and I say it all the time. I do, because I really mean it. It's always a delight for me to be with you here today. It's like we're spending a little bit of time together, and I really enjoy that. I really, really do. So thank you so much for taking time out of your day to be with me here on the show. And to all of my faithful listeners, here we go. You already know what I'm going to say. I just love, 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 love you. And I give you all virtual hugs because you've been with me since day one. I started this journey, and I'm just so delighted that you're still with me. And for those who've been with me on this journey for a long time, I give you a virtual hug and love, love, love you too. You are the best. To my new listeners, welcome. Welcome to the show. The mission of the show is to do our best to build strong businesses in the community so that we can put people to work. You know, probably are wondering, well, how can you do that? That sounds like a huge task. Well, I was told before, you know, if you want to accomplish something major, you take it a step at a time. And that's what we do on this show. We do our best to bring you good programming as it relates to branding, as it relates to networking, marketing. We have guests that have come on the show that have given some wonderful information as it relates to indie artists, the music industry, networking, financial planners. Oh, we just had quite a bit of interesting topics. And if you want to check out those topics, you can go to www.enjoylifeinc.com, or just go to my website and you can see those archived shows. We also talk about relationships as well, because we are relational and we need to know how to get along with people. We need to know the different types of personalities, and I really enjoy talking about those topics as well. And today I'm bringing a topic that I think is really interesting. Are you making these mistakes in your business? Are you making these mistakes? If you are, we're going to talk about it today, because I don't want you making mistakes in your business, because it can cost you revenue, production, employees. We're going to talk about it today. And for those of you who may not own a business, but you're thinking about owning one, this is the topic for you today. So thank you so much for joining me. When we come back from this break, we're going to dive right in. Are you making these common mistakes? We're going to talk about it. This is Sharon.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon, and I am delighted that you are here. I really am. We're talking about mistakes that people make with their businesses, and you've probably seen these mistakes. You just didn't know who to talk to. Well, we're going to talk about it today. But before I dive into that, you know, spring is here, summer is coming, and oh my goodness, I have some yummy news for you today. I do. For all of you who love desserts, I know we have to watch our consumption of desserts, but Dairy Queen has a new cone out. Mm-hmm. And they say it's new. They say that this is new, but I'm going to tell you right now, I was introduced to this dessert years ago. I was. My dad introduced me to this dessert. I'd never heard of it before. But in our area, it was an ice cream cone with vanilla. It was vanilla ice cream. And it was dipped in a wonderful, yummy, vibrant colored, creamy dip. Mm-hmm. It was. Now, Dairy Queen says that this new treat is in creamy orange and vanilla flavored coating, and I'm sure that's probably good. But I had a different type of dipped coating back in the day, and it was more like a cherry or something like that. But let me tell you, it was good. I haven't had one actually in a while because I have another favorite that I really enjoy at Dairy Queen. I do. But this one was wonderful too. But my dad, we had a signature dessert that we would go and have, and my mother would go with us sometimes. And I like Dairy Queen. I really do, especially if they're clean and the people are nice. But yeah, if you haven't tried it, you might want to just test it out. If you're going out, if you're going to be out for the day, if you want to take somebody, take the kids, try their new Dreamsicle cone. Mm-hmm. It might end up being one of your favorites. And I know you're saying, why is she advocating sweets? Well, hey, we all deserve a treat from time to time. In fact, I deserve a treat myself. I've been working really, really hard for the last little while, and I deserve a treat. And I might just pop over there myself and see if they're offering this one. But even if they don't offer this one, I know they offer the other one that I used to love, and I may just do it just for nostalgic purposes. But, yeah, go check it out. Go test it out. Well, you know, we've been talking about businesses and trying to make sure that your businesses are profitable. Well, there are some really huge mistakes that you can make as a business owner that can really cost you not only money, but possibly people. And one of the things that businesses start out trying to do, they try to be everything to everybody. Everything to everyone. And many times when you're starting out a business, or even when you've been in business for a while, for a few years, you don't take the time to really assess your strengths and your weaknesses. And taking a look at what you do really well and what you might need to outsource or just not do at all. And I've been in conversation with CEO of a company who is taking a look at the things that they're doing and how it's affecting their bottom line, how it's affecting their clients, their prospects, and really taking a look at, is it time to rebrand? Do you continue on the same path? Do you add more things? Do you take away things? And sometimes businesses try to be everything to everybody, and you just don't need to do that. What's becoming more and more popular, not only popular, but wanted, are SMEs. And if you listen to one of my previous shows, I went into detail about what an SME is, a subject matter expert. More and more people are really interested in the skills and the knowledge of SMEs, subject matter experts. And perhaps you may want to look at becoming a subject matter expert on something as opposed to trying to be everything to everybody. the second thing that I want to share, and this is huge. It really is. Choosing your staff. Choosing the people that are going to work for you. Many times we look at what's on the resume or we look at what's on their kits that they may send you, their electronic kits, and you were looking at, oh, all the things they've done, the places they have been, the companies that they have worked for, and all of that looks very impressive. But one of the biggest mistakes is not really asking questions to give you some insight as to who the person is. And sometimes bringing family and friends aboard can be a huge mistake. It can be a huge mistake. Now, there's some families that really make it work well. They do a wonderful job at working together simply because they can do it. But then there are some families just should not work together. Some friends, you just should not ask to be a part of your team. Because sometimes friendship, family, business does not mix. I have had an opportunity, wonderful opportunity, to work with my family for practically my entire career almost. We have worked together. We've worked on projects together. They have taught me a lot in regards to business ownership, and we actually made an awesome team. And I truly am thankful for the fact that we're able to work together as a family. It's awesome to be able to do that. But sometimes it's just not possible. So really take a look at who you're hiring, who you're asking to come on board to be a part of your company. It's very, very important to do that. The third thing that I want to share with you is many times we don't take a look at what's happening in the market. What's happening in your industry? You're not taking a look at the environment itself and how it may affect your business, because sometimes market trends, sometimes decisions that people are making affect your business. And if you are not keeping an eye on what's happening around you, you can really put yourself in a bad situation. Looking at your trends, looking at your analytics, looking at your profitability, looking at what, listening to what customers are saying, listening to what your vendors are saying, many times they can cue you in on changes that may affect your bottom line. So being aware of your environment, being aware of the things that could change or change your business, change the flow of traffic to your business. Even things as simple as road changes. You know, if your city or your community or your municipality is planning to have different roads come through, do you know about those plans and how it may affect the traffic coming to your business? So it's good to be aware, and if you can't do it, maybe having someone whose responsibility or who's responsible for that. The fourth thing that I want to share with you is not really knowing what your cash needs are. Will you need money? Will you not need money? If something happens, will you be able to pull yourself out of an emergency? Do you need startup cash? And if you've been in business for a year or two or three, are there events that are coming ahead that may require cash? Do you need insurance to protect yourself, to protect your business? Do you need key man insurance, which is insurance on your partner in the event that something happens to your partner? Will you be able to continue the business many times these are conversations that are not had in a timely manner, and it can cause havoc on your business. And these are mistakes that you can avoid. Oh, you really can avoid them if you talk about them. And, of course, if you listen to this show. So when we come back, I'm going to give you three more things, three more mistakes that businesses make sometimes that can cause them to be unprofitable. Right here, this is Sharon.
I've been getting tired of listening to the same songs on the radio over and over again. So I took matters into my own hands and decided to do something about it. I downloaded the Tenaboy Radio app, and I've been in love ever since. Tenaboy Radio. I listen to it online, and if I'm out and about, I listen to it on my phone. Tenaboy Radio. If you're ready to experience a different sound in radio, download the app, Tenaboy Radio, or go to their website, www.tenaboyradio.com. Music the way I like it. Tenaboy Radio.
Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon, and I'm so delighted to be bringing you the topic of the biggest mistakes that businesses make. Biggest mistakes that they make, and I don't want you to make these mistakes. If you are starting a business or you've been in business for a while and you're trying to figure out what's going on, why are my sales dropping? Why are my customers leaving? Or finding that you don't have the money to take care of an emergency that has come up within your business. These are mistakes that you can possibly avoid by thinking about them ahead of time. And I share with you right before the break that I was going to give you three more common mistakes that businesses and business owners and managers make. And one is not going through the planning process. Oh, planning can take time. It takes energy. And having a solid business plan can potentially keep you out of trouble. And some of the plans, or a few of the plans that you may want to consider, is a business plan, a financial plan, and a marketing plan. Now, many times people sit down, they talk, and they think they have a business plan. And they have one according to their definition of a business plan. And some may go a step further and talk about a financial plan, what's going to be needed financially to keep the business going. Many times people skip over the marketing plan. They think that, okay, if we pass out flyers or if we go on social media or if we have an email marketing campaign, that that's the end of their marketing plan. So not going through the planning phases can possibly cause some issues within your business. And if you're not exactly sure what those plans should look like, it's always a good idea to maybe get someone who can help you, someone who can help you with those questions of marketing and financial and business planning. The other thing, and we've already talked about this one, so I'm not going to include this in the three, but setting goals that are smart goals. And if you missed that episode, just go back to our archives. We talk about smart goals in detail. In fact, I had some wonderful guests on my show to talk about smart goals and what it entails. Your goals needing to be specific. They need to be manageable. And you also need to make sure that they're realistic and that you put a time limit on your goals. So do you have SMART goals? So we talked about that already. So go back and take a listen to the shows. But One of the other things, next to the last thing I want to talk about, is technology. Many times business owners avoid technology because they're afraid of it. They're afraid of technology, or they think it's too hard, or they don't think they'll be able to understand technology or automated processes. And new technology can be very intimidating sometimes. Not only can it be intimidating, but new technology requires time to learn it and to understand it. Trust me, I know. It takes time to learn new processes and new technology. But not taking the time to learn or having someone on your team that's familiar with how new technology can help you to be a better company can actually hurt your business, not only in the long term, but in the short term, because if there are other companies, your competition, if they are taking the time and spending the time and learning how new technology can help them to advance, then they're possibly advancing ahead of you. So taking the time to learn about technology is really important. And when we come back from this short break, I am going to share with you my last common mistake that business owners make sometimes. When we come back right here, this is Shannon.
You're listening to Johnny Lee with the KeithAtWork.org organization and the E-Panic Button. And we're here with Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
Once again, thank you so much for joining me on the show. I'm just so delighted that you're with me today. And we're talking about mistakes that businesses make that can possibly cause them to be unproductive, that can cause you to lose revenue, and cause you to lose clients. And, of course, we don't want that to happen on the show. And we've been talking about that. But before I get into that, I wanted to know, did you hear that Oprah quit 60 Minutes? Did you know that? I just wanted to share that with you. Oprah decided she was calling it quits with 60 Minutes, just in case you didn't know. 60 Minutes had asked Oprah if she would be a contributor to the show. And at the time, both parties thought that it would be a great fit for her. Yeah, but she decided she's just not going to do it anymore. And the reason being, she felt that it was causing her to pull herself down, and it was flattening out her personality. And she didn't think that that was good. And she went on to talk about how even just the way she was saying her name, she had to practice that with 60 Minutes. I don't know, maybe 7 times they had to do, maybe 7 takes or something like that, and she couldn't understand what was the problem with her saying her name. And they felt she had too much emotion when she said her name, and she just wasn't understanding that. And that was just one thing. And at the time when they were talking and in talks about Oprah coming to be a contributor to 60 Minutes, 60 Minutes, of course, felt she was brilliant, of course, that she has made a huge contribution. She has interviewed so many people from all walks of life and felt that she was a remarkable and talented woman, and she had a wonderful level of integrity that set her apart, and felt that that would be a great fit for 60 Minutes. Well, Oprah's not feeling it anymore. So, good for her. I think it's really good when you know what works for you and what doesn't. Sometimes people stay in stuff and it doesn't work, just like relationships. Sometimes people stay in relationships that it's just not working or it's just not good for them. sure you have a boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance, or whatever, and you're going to stay with them anyway, and you decide to walk down the aisle and hope that things are going to change? Well, Oprah was like, this isn't working, and she decided it's time for me to just walk away and time for me to go. So good for her. We wish Oprah, of course, continued success on her journey. And before we left, we were talking about mistakes that businesses make. And I'm going to give you the last topic, the last mistake that I really think you need to take a look at. This one is also another huge one, not knowing who your client is or who your ideal client or customer is. Oh, my goodness. This has been huge for most businesses. It really has. Remember we talked about when we first started not being everything to everybody and how you may not want to do that. You may want to be an SME, a subject matter expert. Well, who is your ideal client? Do you know who that is? Do you know enough about that ideal client to create marketing campaigns around them, to have products that suit them? Knowing what their likes and their dislikes are, who is your client? Very vital part of any successful business. But if you're going to have a marketing campaign, it's huge in understanding and developing the marketing campaign for your ideal client. So if you're going to know who your ideal client is, you may have to do some market research. Remember we talked about that, you know, planning, doing some research to identify who it is you're trying to reach. And if you decided, okay, well, I want to reach this target, this market, or I want to deal with this market, great. That's a huge start in the right direction. But what are you going to do to reach them? How are you going to get them to be aware of who you are, create awareness? How are you going to engage them? How are you going to retain them? How are you going to get them to do business with you? What is it that you want them to do? Do you have a call to action for that group? Huge things that you have to take a look at when running your business, not just starting your business, but running your business. Really important things that you need to take a look at. And I hope you didn't feel like this is overwhelming, because trust me, there are other things that you need to look at too. But if you are in the right business, if you're in the business that you are passionate about, trust me, it doesn't feel like work at all. It actually can be very fun when you're doing something you enjoy. And like my dad used to tell me years ago, if you want to be successful in your business, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. That's right. Surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are, because you don't know it all. You just don't. You don't know it all. And those people who you surround yourself with can help you to launch your business and to be one of the best businesses out there. So go for it. Have a good time and continue listening to the show. Thank you so much for joining me again. This is Sharon.